Hello, we're on the air. This is Kathy Cook, Bright Lights Pathfinders. We are Bridging Wisdom. Tonight, my guest host this evening is known all over Yahoo chat community. For the past decade, known as Gibbeous Moon or Gibby Reed, I've got to say he is one of the most tuned in, intuitive energy healers that I've ever come across. We are broadcasting live through BBS Radio as well as Blog Talk Radio this evening. And we will be taking call-ins. This show will be about energy exchange, energy healing, ways and means to prepare proper shielding, and much more. The call-in number is 347-994-2293. Or you can go to www.bbsradio.com, station 1, and there are four numbers up on the screen there for you to call in. Hey, Gibby, how are you? You're on the air.
I'm doing pretty good tonight. And thank you for such a kind introduction there. How you doing yourself there?
I'm doing pretty good since you've been working on me with this old mess. Everybody should know that the past several broadcastings I've had, I've been kind of down and out with my thyroid. And with you working energy healings with me, and it's just phenomenal. And I just am in great gratitude with prayer and healings that so many people have sent out there. And I have beside me a friend named Valerie. She got me on the antioxidants. Hello, Valerie.
Hello.
And we've got Johnny over here. Hey, Johnny.
Hello.
And they're sitting here at my house, so they are just really interested in the energy shiftings, energy change, and healings, and shielding as well. So, Gibby, I'm going to hand you over the mic and let you just start talking, and we'll just go from there.
All right. Well, I know one of the things that I like to usually do before I do any kind of energy healing or energy sending or anything like that is I like to kind of like cleanse and consecrate the room around me with a prayer or a basic blessing. And, you know, you can come up with those on your own, something that fits your own particular religion and your own particular needs, you know, and everybody knows, you know, according to whatever religion, you know, that you are, you apply that. And you go on from there. And it also helps too. I've found that if the room is generally, you know, a clean and bright room, a cheery room. Let's see here. And something else too. I've found that meditating, a good meditation session before an actual sending of the energy, actually will help out quite a bit in a balancing of the chakras.
Before we called and got on air, we drew our circle like a lasso, and then we stepped inside of it, and we went up one side of our bodies individually, down the other side, and then we pulled the lasso up over our head and threw all the energy out the door. And then we did some staging, and we did some sweetgrass and lavender and tobacco and cedar, and we lit a sage candle. So that's how we prepared, and we did some prayers.
You know, each person can do it their own, you know, unique way. They're going to have, it sounds like there, that you had a mishmash of just, you know, different things going, some Native American, a few New Age things thrown in there, you know, but that's all good, and it all works. Hey, whatever works for you.
Yeah. Do you have any suggestions for the active listeners that are just now listening that do not know anything about cleansing?
What I would do would be I would just call out for, maybe depending, like I said, again on the religion, you know, I would hate to tell, well, I don't know, you could maybe ask a Muslim and a Christian and and somebody in a Buddhist religion to ask for peace to come to the room you could still do a smudge. That wouldn't be violating none of the religions, I don't believe. You know, I don't want to stick my neck out there and say, yeah, you can do this and get away with it. That'd be like telling I'm gonna eat pork, you know what I mean?
Well, it's to each his own. You know, nobody taught me what to do. It was just in my heart. And each time's
right.
different, you know, each time's
right.
different.
And I know, you know, from personal experience for me, it's that God is in my heart. So, you know, I can only speak from my reality. I can't speak from somebody else's.
Right.
Is all I'm trying to say.
Yeah, we did the Ephesians, what was it, 6, 13,
yeah.
18. Put on the full armor of God. We did that, and it was very, very, very powerful.
Right, and you know, I didn't come on here to be preachy, so and I don't want to go in that direction.
You never preach, Gibby.
Right.
Well, tell me.
But that's what I do, and when I get ready to actually send and everything, I try to imagine myself as a vessel of light, and what I'll do is I'll try to imagine this person. And I'll hold up my left hand up to the universe, and I'll try to imagine it just stretching and stretching and stretching and stretching and stretching until I reach the maker and we connect. And it's just a tingling, like, electrical feeling. I don't know what else to say. And it just, I keep hold of it until I can't hold no more. And then I search out with my right hand until I find the person I'm looking for. And then I look for the area. And then I touch it and I just pump it in there until I cannot put no more into them. And then I take away the bad. And with that, I send it back out the left hand. Back again, back out toward the universe where I know the maker's going to take it and do whatever he needs to do with it, because he has the power to do that.
Well, the thing that I know is very important is shielding prior to doing any kind of work. And do you have any suggestions for shielding?
Right, and see, that's one reason why you never use your own energy to heal. Because if you do, you're opening up your shielding to do that. Instead of instead of acting as a receptacle, what you're doing is you're actually absorbing everything and holding on to it instead of releasing it all again.
Uh-huh. That's a very good point. So different shields come in different ways to where people can make, you know, 3 layers of bubbles around them, or, you know, and each bubble has a certain thing around it. And
right, or you can be like a vase or an urn or
body of water, which is cleansing and refreshing. You can,
yep.
You know, I know that with me, I have to blank my mind out totally. And just say one word and meditate on that and then see the shield. Valerie or Johnny, do you have any questions, or would you like to, you know, step into this conversation a little bit? You have to speak up, though.
I guess for myself, I've just always, I know I should shield, but I just never know if I'm actually doing it or how to really go about it. So that has always been a difficult thing for me, although since John was small, I have encouraged him to do it. And I think that he's pulled it off, and I haven't.
Well, just remember, too, a big part of the healing is also you got to have the faith behind it. Faith is a big component of healing. You got to have faith. You got to have faith in yourself, and you got to have faith in that maker being, whatever you want to call it, that whatever will that, you know, is going to be manifested is going to be manifested. And you also got to know that usually now, the way I've noticed that the healing process works is it works from the backwards, you know, reverse forward. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, all of a sudden you don't wake up one day and it's gone. No. I'm saying that something got worse over time. So naturally, it's going to get better over time again. It's going to work its way from the deepest part. It's going to get better from the deepest part, from the deepest part of the wound, better, forward.
Like a splinter. It keeps breaking off until it gets out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes very good sense.
The other thing is, when you let's use me for an example as how you were healing my thyroid that's got cancer in it. What did you see, and how did you go about starting the process?
What I see, and what I, you know, I'm not going to sit here and lie. What I still see is I still see crackling blue energy around a black spot. All right. And I still got to work on that some more. And what I do is I imagine myself to be an urn. And I will fill myself full of this energy, just as much of this healing energy as I can take. And what I did was I pulled up a picture of you, that I see a recent picture of you. That way, that really helps me to focus. Once I get through that meditation, get my chakras balanced, I'll cleanse them. You know, I'll go through a cleansing process in case, you know, I feel that they're out of alignment or anything. I'll get them all into alignment and stuff, you know. And I'll get my area consecrated and blessed and whatever else I want to get done, you know. I'll set the ambience for it and, you know, light any candles. I'll light incense sticks if I want, whatever I want to do. And then I will, you know, I'll sit there probably for a good 20 minutes just storing energy in one position before I'll send it. And then I don't even know how long sometimes I'll sit there and send energy before I'm done. And, you know, that, again, I don't know how to tell you how it feels, because it's a different feeling once again when I get that done. And then I will receive back from you. I don't call it vamping, though, because I'm not vamping that. I mean, yes, I'm taking back from that cancer, but that is it. I'm not taking from no other part of you. And I'm giving it back out to the cosmos, universe, whatever, the maker, whatever you want to call it, for him, her, she, it, whatever you want to call it, to do as they might, and they might will to do with, to make it into something better, you know, do whatever they want to do with it, because they have the power to do that. And then, after I get done with that, that's it. And then I'll ground myself. And usually after that, I'll go take a shower or something, because, you know, it's physically not draining to me, but it can be mentally draining.
Right. That makes sense. The feeling that I got was that I feel like I did when I was 30 years old, and I haven't felt this way in a long time. Now, I do know that they did go from taking the whole thyroid out to now they're just going to take these three little nodes out,
mm-hmm.
And that was some news the surgeon called today.
Awesome.
And it's getting better every time I go back to the doctor. So you're probably working through a lot, you know, Gibby, and did you take that picture with the star on my forehead? I bet you did.
Yep.
Because I was showing Johnny and Valerie, I said, Gibby pointed this out, that I have a star David on my forehead in this picture. And
it's funny, because I've seen that picture, and I never noticed it until she pointed it out.
But it's just you know, a lot of people are praying for me. A lot of people are working, but not, you know, you've done this with me many times. We've sat in energy exchange, talked about this for the past 10 years or more. And, you know, that's what was so great about when we had our little groups of, you know, around. I'm sure they're still around, but we learn so much from one another by just sharing our techniques with how we do it, how you do it, you know, how it's sending and receiving. And I do know you used to turn up notches. Remember that? Turned up.
Oh yeah. Well, everybody can do it. You know, it's possible. You know, I used to teach little groups on Yahoo. You know, trying to teach them meditation and stuff by using light switches, and then, you know, try to take them on, you know, guided you know, guided meditations and stuff, or what I would call that, and our guided astros, and so to where we'd go to, like, maybe some angelic throne rooms and stuff like that. But
well,
and that definitely, you know, all helps.
Yeah. And it's,
meditation is, you know, is a strong thing to have, and it's definitely a good skill to have, and I would suggest everybody, hey, use it every day, because it's a good stress reducer. It really is.
Wow.
We all could use a lot less of that in our lives.
What would you suggest for the new listener that has never meditated before? How would you tell them to start meditating?
I would say just to sit in a quiet room and shut your eyes and just try to get your mind to shut up and just not say anything. Just try that first. And you ain't going to realize how hard that is to get that done. It took me a month just to get that accomplished.
Yeah.
When I first started meditating.
I learned by saying one word or two. I would say light, or Jesus is the light, or light, or I see the light, and I'd reflect a candle in my forehead, you know, and if a thought came into my mind, I would acknowledge the thought, because it just wants to please me. My subconscious wants to please me, and I'd say, acknowledge you thought. I'll think about you in 5 minutes, or I'll write about you, but right now I'm going back to the light. And once I would do that a couple of times, that thought would diminish, you know, and before I knew it, meditation to me is actively listening. It's where prayer is talking, you know, to God. And once I got myself into that phase, this was back in the early, maybe mid-80s, and I didn't have anybody to help me, but I knew my mind needed to shut up. I needed to quit self-talking, and that's the only way I knew to do it, and I felt like a Roto-Rooter. I was kind of like a Roto-Rooter was routing out my mind, you know, making a new roadmap.
And that's a pretty good way of putting it, too, so, but, yeah, that was a good way of putting it, because, you know, it is hard to get your mind to shut up, because, you know, it really never quite shuts up, because even with your eyes sat there, you know, or shut while you're sitting there, you're sitting there and you're still going to have thoughts. They're going to keep going and going and going and going and going and going and going. You just can't cling to them. And that's what you got to do.
Right.
Yeah.
Valerie, I'm going to let you and Johnny, I'm going to open the mic to you too, and but you just go at it with asking questions, but please speak up so that he can hear you well.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I haven't ever successfully meditated either. I pray probably all day.
Well, that's good.
And, you know, God probably gets sick of hearing me. That's why I think he answers my prayers. But, meditation has been something that has eluded me. I have enjoyed going and doing adoration of the Eucharist for an hour or so. I used to do that on a regular basis, and I've been gnawing at me to go back and do that, and I probably should. So it's been something where at that point it's just me and Jesus in the room together, and I've been able to relax and calm down at that point. So that's probably, I guess, for me, the most success I've had with meditation, even though I had not put that name to it. But prayer has been something that has been very central to my life.
Well, that sounds to me like a pretty good start for meditation there, because also, too, meditation to me is also the ability to be able to concentrate on one thing really intensely as well and see it from all angles, from not only inside the box, but outside the box as well.
Yeah.
Explain that a little
bit. You know what I mean?
Yes,
to know something intimately.
So, to me, we should step outside the box, is what you're saying?
Well, when you're meditating, That can be one other aspect of it, is what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
You can take one item and really just not only know it from the inside, but know it from the outside as well. Like I said, just know every aspect of that thing. And yes, do step outside the box. Like, be like, well, what God says, you know, we are, you know, we are God-like, you know. Look at it like that, in wonderment and amazement, and, you know, how did it create it? How, you know, what brought it to that point? You know, can you come up with those answers in meditation?
Well, I think that from what you were saying in terms of what Kathy was saying, as it kind of being your time to listen, I think that when you hear that soft voice within, that is God speaking to you. That is this moment where he very quietly speaks to you. And God reveals those answers to your questions or things that he wants you to know. At that point, it's a very beautiful and positive thing.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, it can be
very beautiful.
And speak to you sometimes as well.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny, what do you have to add? Or questions or anything about meditation or how do you meditate?
Back when I did meditate, I would just sit quietly. I made sure that I was on the floor. That helped kind of bring me closer, I guess, to, at the time when I was meditating, I was pagan, so it helped me feel closer to the earth when I was on the floor. But my mind, I feel, is very loud. So anytime a thought would enter my head, I would kind of visualize the thought in a bubble and kind of breathe it out and release it. And that would help me. Of course, I haven't meditated in a very long time, though. I'm really more just kind of listening to you guys right now, getting some good tips and stuff and just knowledge. Pretty much my piece.
You know, actually sitting on the floor and being cross-legged like that is actually a pretty good tip as well, because, you know, you're actually grounding yourself while you're doing that.
Right.
So that's a pretty good idea. But sitting in a comfortable position as well, usually feet flat is a good idea. You know, if you are sitting in a prone position, arms at your side or flat. So, but the main thing is that you've got to be as comfortable as you can be.
Right.
So.
That way it's not a distraction. One thing that
right.
is distracting, it's another to have your body distracting you.
I usually start off with telling my head to relax, and I can feel it drop down, and then my shoulders, and go down my body telling it to relax, and then go back up, and I can feel it just totally let go, you know, a few inches at a time. And then before I know it, I'm out there in that light. Now, that gets into remote viewing, kind of, you know. And you do that very well.
I kind of look at it like a massage for the soul, you know what I mean? So that's why I try to do it every day.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Do you have any other things that you would like to discuss while we're on the air?
Well, we can discuss a lot of different things, you know, but it's up to you.
Well, Gibby, what do you see in your, with the saints? Okay, let's go to that. You know, working with the saints and the angels for help when you're doing healings and
what do I see? What?
What is your input on calling on extra help instead of just, you know?
Always, definitely, especially Labiel. Otherwise known as Raphael.
Mm-hmm.
so. I mean, he's one of the, you know, archangels, known as a healer himself, you know. Definitely.
Getting great.
You know, I work a lot with angels. You know, they're my posse.
I know.
You know, I hang with them.
That's why I brought it up.
Or should I say, they hang with me.
Yeah. But with me, I know I have different angels that do different things at different times for different people when I'm meditating or doing a, you know, a soul retrieval or, you know, that's a shamanism type thing or, you know, the healing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, sometimes I'm not asking which ones to come. They just come along. They know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. See, if you ask Raphael, you know, or for God to send Raphael out there to help out with some healing and stuff, and if it's God's will, he's going to send him, and you're going to see some real powerful healing happening. I'll tell you that right now. Raphael, don't mess around. But like I said, Raphael's real name is Labiel, so Raphael's just his title.
Mm-hmm. Tell us some more about the different angels.
Huh?
Tell us some more about the different angels, the characteristics of the different, like Michael or, you know, Uriel or. How do you know which one's what?
I just did some research on them and stuff and found out who they were and went on from there. They got me curious after, you know, I started having contact with them. I'm like, well, I got to find out more about them. So, because, you know, they're saying, well, I'm so-and-so, and I'm like, well, who in the heck is, you know, they came to me saying, well, I'm Labiel. I'm like, well, who is Labiel? And they're like, well, I'm a spirit. And I'm like, okay, well, but I got this information here and this date here for this person. They really need to know this. I'm like, all right. Well, and I guess I'll tell them if they want it, fine. If they don't, fine. And I told them, and they're like, well, no. Nope, that can't be me. And I'm like, okay, then, whatever. And then they come back, you know, a month later, and they're like, oh, you was right. And I'm like, it wasn't me. That was, you know, I was told to tell you that, but it wasn't me. And that's how it all got started.
Do you want to do any intuitive consultations with Valerie right here, right now? Do you pick anything up on her?
On Valerie?
Uh-huh.
Let's see.
Valerie.
I see they're showing me water and they're showing me a star. That don't mean a lot to me.
Yeah.
But they're showing me a dog. It looks like a German Shepherd to me.
German Shepherd. Oh, we had a husky.
Okay, well, that's what it looked like to me. Let's see. Dates.
They got this certain person that's been around them for a while.
Well, hold on. Don't tell me nothing here.
Oh, oh dear.
I just keep getting, for some reason here, it don't make sense. Present time keeps showing me. They keep showing me present, and then they show me the symbol for infinity. And I'm trying to make sense of that. the present infinity. Yeah, what is infinity, guys? Come on.
It's money. Infinity and eight is money.
Oh, I don't know.
But it also is before and after. There's no beginning or end.
Yeah.
And stay in the, and maybe stay in the present. Don't look back and don't look forward. Stay in the moment.
Cool. That makes a lot of sense for you.
Thanks.
You're driving me crazy.
I know she's, her mind's wandering. That's why, probably.
My mind always wanders. I'm sorry.
No. Okay, let's see here.
It's kind of in a bit of transition in a lot.
And now they're doing it again, too, for present.
Okay, well,
in the future, the very near future, they're saying infinity again. They're saying infinite possibilities.
She said she was in a transition.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That's what they're saying, infinite possibilities. But by the month of March, March the 13th, she's going to regain some stamina. And it looks like April the 8th, start heading in that new direction, have a new beginning of some kind.
Does this all connect to you?
It sounds good because
and by June, a change will have taken place by June the 7th. It's like you're going to be shedding a skin.
Yeah.
Just like getting rid of the old you. Here's the new me. World, take me or leave me.
Yeah, I've been feeling a lot of that lately. Spiritually in particular, I have been really kind of on fire trying to really do more of what God wants me to do and focus on what that is. I have been wanting to, you know how to go about what he wants me to do, discover my talents, how to use them.
And there's your present,
really,
which
remain,
is a gift.
Really remain faithful to God, not, shove my will in there, which is so easy to do. Like that day that, you know, I went to Mass, and I was like, oh, I'll get to Mass, either 5 or the 5:30, and like, you know, whatever one you want me to go to, I'll go. And then, I'd called Kathy, and she called me back on my way to Mass, and we had this great conversation. But
it was our
like,
first one.
Yeah, and it was like when I used to teach DCD. It wasn't my words; it was the Holy Spirit, because you could feel it. It feels different, and all these words are just spewing out of my mouth. I watched Dr. Oz. I love him. He's got so much information, and he had been talking about all the time antioxidants and different things, and we had a friend who had mesothelioma, and the dietitian had him eating a lot of berries and everything. I was telling Kathy, you need to eat more berries and more antioxidants. You need to detoxify your system. And I had been reading about all these things. I had been reading some stuff by Doreen Virtue, and just really in a very short span of time had been led down this path by so many people. My friend Michelle out in California, who suggested I read her books, and it just so happened I went out there to the library, and there were the books, and here's all this stuff that I had just received, all this information, and it was coming right to Kathy, and it helped to support the energy work that you were doing by her body boosting itself and helping to support what you were doing with the healing with energy. And it just made me feel so good that she listened.
I did.
Because a lot of the time,
I could tell
it
was the Holy Spirit talking.
And nobody listened. So I felt so good that I had listened to that little voice. And
I called you back, was like on a deathbed.
And she sounded so terrible. And I had met her maybe a month before at the salon where John works, and we'd finally physically met. And, you know, she was so full of life that day. And then all of a sudden to hear her on the other end of the phone where she just was so weak, and it was an effort for her to talk. And a couple weeks later now, she called me, and I couldn't get over how good she sounded. I was just elated.
That was yesterday, because this has only happened within a month.
In a very short span of time, and God's really doing a lot of amazing things in my life, and things are starting to get a little better around my house and with my husband, even though things got a little crazy there, but we kind of have been almost having a bit of a second honeymoon, so that's been awesome. And, you know, if I could just get things on track with my parents, it would be great. But in the meantime, I'm experiencing this kind of personal awakening and transformation, and it's got me very excited.
Which is what you saw, Gibby.
So does that make more sense to you now? The water, I don't know.
I think you're going to do just fine. Sounds like everything's going to fall into place, so.
I would hope so. Thank you.
Yep, definitely. So have you decided what you want to do yet, or?
No, I know that whatever it is, I figure God's going to let me know at the time, and I'll know it. I just don't, I feel like kind of a sponge at the moment in terms of soaking up information. I pretty much devoured 3 books in like a 2-week period, which for me is very unusual because I don't usually get to read. And, you know, it's been absolutely incredible in this short span of time.
And you picked some really good books.
Yeah, I did.
She's been on BBS Radio many times.
My friend Michelle in California, she's the one who turned me on to those books because she listened to her
little
voice.
What were the titles of the books?
One is Angel Therapy 2, I think. I'm very bad with titles. I just go to the book all the time. I never look at the title.
You want to give out the name and again?
Yeah, it was Doreen Virtue, Dr. Doreen Virtue. And, yes, that is her real name, they always say.
Well, she's on BBS
and
Radio quite often with
very wonderful.
Divisible by Numbers, I'll put it on there, I believe. She's really good.
And you were talking about Raphael, and I've really started to get to know him, and I've been praying that he'll help out our pal Kathy here, and you know, I've been sending him off to heal pretty much everybody. Because as Doreen puts it in her book, they just want you to ask, and if it's God's will, they'll do it. So I'm very excited about all of it. It's a good feeling to, you know, be excited about something.
Well, I feel like, again, I'm going to say it again, my housekeeper that came in today, she was like, you look so different.
Sorry.
And I was like, I said, you won't believe this. And I was telling her about Gibby and you, Val, and it's like, if you just believe and let go, it happens. But the more I work against it or put a doubt in there, it's not going to happen. You know, and this is like with that gift that Gibby brought up, you know, giving it to God, giving it out there, believing and knowing that it's letting it go, that it will happen. I call it the knowing.
And I've been trying very hard to kind of correct my thoughts during the day and make them more positive and more God-centered. Because for a long time, I had been in very much a negative rut. And I live with a couple of negative people. So it's been very difficult to be the positive person that I always used to be. But it's a long road back, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to be that positive person again. People used to call me Valium because I was always so happy and positive.
That's
my friend Jerry.
And you'll definitely notice more blessings coming into your life that way, too, because even some of the smaller things that you weren't noticing when you were in the more negative walk, you'll start to notice more now, and that'll cheer you up more now.
Yeah.
So at least I hope anyway that I notice those. You know, I pray to notice those. So.
Yeah.
I do believe that when you started the broadcasting, Gibby, you know, you said you can't doubt, you just got to know, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like Valerie has gotten to that place in her life where she just knows and has that belief and faith that it's going to be exactly how it's supposed to be with positiveness.
Yes, because all negativity does is bring everything down. It brings down the room that the person is in. It just goes into every little corner of everything. It's like an infectious disease, and it takes over a person's life, and you can, it's easy to excuse it away in making excuses for yourself that I'm this way, I think that way. Well, why do you have to think that way? Why can't you think in terms of this? Like, why not look at the thing like, well, I don't like that food that's on the TV today, but, you know, that is a good idea in how that person did it, is a way to look at the positive part of it, even though you may not like that meal that's shown on the TV, for example.
That's a good analogy.
You know?
Or you can turn the TV off and go do something else, like read a book.
You could. So there's so many different things you can do to change things and turn it around, and it's little baby steps, as with anything. Baby steps are easier than all at once. Cold turkey sometimes is too much for people.
Yeah. Gibby, do you mind if I open the phone lines?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, good evening, good evening.
Good evening.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. Is this G?
Yes, it is, actually.
Hey, G. He's over
how
there
you doing?
On the islands, Gibby. He's
yeah,
up.
Pretty much.
Hello?
Musician.
Hello.
And a very spiritual person. And Gibby tonight is talking about energy healing and healing with you know, shielding, and we're talking about miracles and our past life and, you know, just knowing what we're going for in our lives. And maybe you have a question for Gibby?
No, pretty much I was trying to get the scope of today's issue, actually, because I just, like, slid in, and I was hearing you guys speak, and but you guys can keep on talking so I could actually get a little more preview of what's going on, but, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, but pretty much in afterlife, I pretty much do believe that, because, I mean, pretty much I feel like I have pretty much an old soul. Most people always say that, you have an old soul. I'm only 31, but pretty much I don't pretty much like anything pretty much in this time. I like things like 60s, 50s, 40s, you know, so I feel what you guys are saying. But you guys could have, feel free, and I'll just keep listening to what you say. If I have questions, I'll let you know, because it's pretty much insight.
We're talking about different techniques of meditation and healing and energy change, and maybe you have something that you want to add to that.
Mm-hmm. Well, pretty much for one, I know from my previous experience, you know, I've realized that when one pretty much prays or meditate a little more than usual than most people, like you sit down 15 minutes, 20 minutes, you know, you tend to feel and see things a whole lot differently. But you pretty much have to embrace your mind and yourself, your soul, to feel that calmness well, why is she doing that? You know, and I have seen, what should I say, what's the word I'm looking for? Conclusions where it actually does work and does help, but you pretty much have to believe in what you're doing and understand it and feel your soul while you're doing that.
That's perfect. That's beautiful.
You know? You guys could go ahead. I'm intrigued. I'm listening.
Okay. Gibby, what about...
In.
Thank you. We'll just keep you on the air. If you have any questions or input, just go right ahead, G, okay? We've got here. Valerie's at my house and John. And then Gibby's on air. We're on BBS Radio Station 1 along with Blog Talk Radio's Bridging Wisdom.
Okay.
Gibby, you wrote a piece back in the day called The Feather Visualization.
Yes, I did.
That really is intriguing for me.
Mm-hmm.
By closing my eyes and imagining a pure white feather floating
mm-hmm.
directly in front of you and feeling the feather radiating white light. It's a cool light of healing and calming. And now just imagine a blue orb descending from the sky. Don't be alarmed. Feel the warmness of its blue light as it engulfs the feather. The blue light is illuminating a warm healing while still engulfing the blue light. It stops just below your chin and lays horizontal. Now inhale deeply and exhale towards the feather. Then breathe, leaving your might and your dark and your musky at first, and continue inhaling and exhaling until all your exhaling breathing is cleared. Your breath may be a variety of colors, usually bright and attuned to the person's aura. Let your breath sweep gently over the blue light feather as it absorbs all the pain and the doubt and fear. Now let the light blue light and the feather between your hands float over there. You will start to feel an electrical light current starting to flow through you, and you will feel the energy enter into your left hand as it circulates throughout the body and finally leaving your right hand and going back to the blue light feather. Continue this until you are at your feet. Your feet will feel tingly, and from the crown of your heel, from your crown of your head to the soles of your feet, while still holding the feather between your hands, face to the east, rise the feather above your head and send thanks to the angel Raphael, the governing angel of the element of air, R-A-G-U-E-L. And then it says, next turn to the south while holding the feather above your head and send thanks to the angel Uriel, the governing angel of the element of fire. Then turn to the west, the feather still above your head, and send thanks to the angel Gabriel, governing the angel that governs water. Then turn to the north, and the feather raised above your head, send thanks to the archangel Michael, governing angel element of earth. Now bring the feather back to the waist and return to the center point between the cardinal points. Go to your knees and imagine the feather and the blue light returning to the astral, ascending back to God, Becca. Now give thanks to his help and sending the angel's protection for guiding you. It's not unusual to receive the tingling sensations of energy emotion, but just let them happen. Do this visualization whenever you need, and more times you will get an answer. And then you sign it, Peace and Wisdom, Gibby. And that you wrote back in March 25th, 2007.
Yep, and it has a few typos in it.
Well, that's all right. That's the way we're human, right?
Yep.
But that's one of my favorites that you've written. And you've written many, many, many pieces that we've got, like, 5 minutes left on the air. I want to be able to wrap up with, anything that you want to do, but definitely send a positive bubble of energy out there into the universe. But I'm going to ask you, what do you have to wrap up with wisdom or knowledge of points of wisdom right now for the active listening audience?
I would say, don't let anger get the best of you, especially during this trying season and these trying times right now. That I know that this so-called recession that we're going through has been tough on all of us. But we shouldn't let political boundaries divide us or monetary situations divide us and stuff, but we need to come together as workers of light and do what's right for mankind in general, and because we got a lot of work to do here, people. You know, we lost 378 more people in a disaster here yesterday. So.
And let everybody share together their gifts and what their knowledge is, and keep the jealousy in on the other side of the street, because we're all out here to share what we have to offer.
Right, and I'm just saying, you know, we need to just try to all keep our egos in check and and go from there, you know, because, you know, healing isn't just for humans, it's also for the earth and it's for animals too, so. And when that many people leave at once, you know, it hurts. It scars, it leaves a mark back there, so. You know, we got to watch it, and that was from a stampede. And that was just senseless. So.
Well, G, do you have anything to add?
Well, pretty much what he was touching on base is, you know, pretty much issue was pretty got all the time is that, like I was trying to tell people in the world, is that we're living pretty much in one world now, and human beings tend to feel that we're different, which we're not, but we're living in a time where we all need each other in any class, race, you know, so we all need to unite because the world is being affected now within everyone. So we all have a part to play. So we always have to grab each other's hand right now to move forward, because as you can see, we're all being affected in each country right now, no matter what. So I fully understand what you're saying, and we're pretty much getting in the times of, it seems like jealousy, envy, and egos are pretty playing a really part in time now, where more people are needing more people now. So the rich needs the poor needs the rich right now, and even animals, because this is definitely one world, one time. So we just have to work on unification so we could be a better world and we could progress for everyone to be more comfortable, definitely.
And amen, brother.
That's wonderful, G. Johnny, what would you like to put in there?
Help everybody out, man, you know? Like, if you see someone that just needs your help and that can benefit from you, like any type of talent that you have, try and give back to the community right now. You know, everybody needs some type of help, even if it's just an ear to listen to, you know. Just be there for each other. Pretty much me.
And Valerie? Thank you, Johnny.
My favorite quote, John knows it. Be excellent to each other.
Be excellent to each other?
Yes. Still in Ted's excellent adventure.
That's
be
wonderful.
Excellent to each other.
Perfect.
That was good.
That's a perfect
That's
ending.
That's what everyone needs to just do.
Yeah. And you can't force it. You got to encourage it along with patience. And with that, I'm going to say goodnight. Gibby, thank you so much for the opportunity to have you on air on BBS Radio Station 1, as well as Blog Talk Radio, Bridging Wisdom.
Thank you, Gibby.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for having me. Y'all have a good night. and poof. All right. I'm out of here.
And good night, G, and good night, Valerie, and good night, Johnny.
Right.
Yeah.
And with that, good night. God bless. This is Bridging Wisdom, Kathy Cook, Bright Lights Pathfinders, and we are off the air.